Leon County's problems with sexually transmitted diseases are well documented. For most of the past 20 years, the county has been among the worst when it comes to diseases like chlamydia and gonorrhea. In the past 4 years alone, Leon has led the state, and African Americans are most impacted.
If you look at the gonorrhea cases, 85% of those cases are in African Americans.
Claudia Blackburn is with the Leon County Health Department.
If you look at the chlamydia cases, about 72% are in African Americans. Mm-hmm. So we definitely have a disparity in terms of who's affected by gonorrhea and chlamydia in Leon County.
That does not mean more Black people have such diseases, but what it does say is that the group makes up a larger number of recorded infections. And there's not enough data to say exactly why that's happening.
Remember that we need to dig deeper into this and work with our partners to better understand what we're dealing with in terms of gonorrhea and chlamydia and other STDs so that we can focus our efforts and make some progress and reduce the rates.
The Leon County Health Department has partnerships with Neighborhood Health Services, the Mond Community Health Center, and is trying to get one started with Florida A&M. While the county's overall STD rate remains high, Leon does fare better than others when it comes to HIV and AIDS. The number of those infections are at or below state levels.
Well, chlamydia and gonorrhea haven't gotten the attention or the resources that HIV/AIDS has had over the years because they're bacterial infections, they can be treated, they do cause some discomfort, they can cause pelvic inflammatory disease and other, you know, more serious infections, but in general, they're not as serious as HIV. So the resources have gone more to HIV and syphilis.
Also competing for attention and money are Leon County's high rates of infant mortality and violent crime, as well as the isolated concentrations of poverty. The Florida Department of Health will soon release an updated health report later this month, but Blackburn says she's not expecting many, if any, changes in Leon County's profile, which means the problems persist. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.